is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Days from a deadline, President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are narrowing in on a two-year budget deal that could unlock a vote for lifting the nation's debt ceiling. They're racing for agreement this weekend. Any compromise needs support from both Democrats and Republicans in Congress. Pentagon says European allies are developing a program to train Ukrainian forces on flying F-16 fighters, but is also issuing a warning about expecting too much from the jets, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says, for one thing, F-16s are expensive. The jets themselves.
And the pilots to go with them, and the sustainment costs, and the missiles, and the maintenance.
Do the math.
$2 billion for 10 aircraft.
And Ukraine will need a substantial amount if it wants to contest Moscow in the air.
The smartest thing to have done is exactly what we did do.
Which was spend money first on getting Ukraine air defenses and ground capabilities that have allowed them to hang in the fight. Milley says had the F-16s come first,
you wouldn't have tanks, you wouldn't have Bradleys, you wouldn't have anti-armor weapons, you wouldn't have anything else.
A top Russian diplomat has said Moscow may consider a prisoner swap involving a U.S. journalist. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told Russian media that talks about a possible exchange with Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich could take place. However, he emphasized that Moscow would only negotiate a possible prisoner exchange after a court delivers its verdict in the espionage case against Gershkovich. Russia's Federal Security Service accused Gershkovich of trying to obtain classified information about a Russian arms factory. Both the U.S. government and the Wall Street Journal have strongly denied Russia's allegation that Gershkovich is a spy. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. An Air Force fighter pilot has been tapped by U.S. President Joe Biden to be the next Joint Chiefs Chairman as current Chair Mark Milley's term ends in the fall. President Biden says that General C.Q. Brown Jr. is a historic leader.
General Brown is also a warfighter who's commanded in Europe, the Middle East, and the Indo-Pacific. And he has an unmatched firsthand knowledge of our operations, our operational theaters, and a strategic vision to understand how they all work together to ensure the security for the American people.
Brown has been many firsts, including the Air Force's first black commander of the Pacific Air Forces and most recently its first black chief of staff, making him the first African-American to lead any of the military branches. On the 75th anniversary of UN peacekeeping, the United Nations said Thursday that the peacekeepers are increasingly working in places where there is no peace and praised the more than 4,200 who have given their lives to the cause of peace since the UN authorized its first military deployment in 1948. It was a day to look back at the successes of the peacekeeping from Liberia to Cambodia and its major failures in former Yugoslavia and Rwanda. The U.S. Supreme Court has sharply limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution and to certain wetlands. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
It's the second decision in as many years in which a conservative majority narrowed the reach of environmental regulations. The outcome could threaten efforts to control flooding on the Mississippi River and protect the Chesapeake Bay, among many projects, according to Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He broke with the other five conservatives on the court. The justices boosted property rights over concerns about clean water in a ruling in favor of an Idaho couple who sought to build a house near a lake. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police say that they've arrested the suspect who holed up in a house in central Japan after allegedly killing four people, including two police officers. TV showed a man with his hands on his head walking out of the house and being ushered toward a police vehicle. A witness earlier told NHK Public Television that a woman fell while being chased by the suspect, who then stabbed her with a knife and shot at two police officers as they arrived at the scene. The three were declared dead at a hospital. An injured woman who could not be rescued because she was near the suspect also died. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.